You're listening to Classical IPR. I'm Tim Burke. Welcome to Live from Studio A. My guests today, the Oakland Trio, and the first voice we'll hear is that of Deborah Fay-Royan, who is the cellist in the trio and also the founder and director of Chamber Music North.
Hello, Tim.
Good afternoon. Thanks for coming in, all of you.
Thanks for having us.
Glad to have you. So you've got more great music in the offing for listeners, including for tomorrow night, an Arcturus concert at the Black Star Farms in Sutton's Bay, music of Mozart, Debussy, and Mendelssohn.
Yes, a beautiful program. Very, very devoted to the early classical and even transitional romantic. Mendelssohn wrote a beautiful piano trio, which is probably one of his most played popular works, along with his string octet. And there will be a Mozart sonata, played by our wonderful violinist, and a Debussy sonata for cello and piano, which was also very interesting, written in 1915. So different time frames, varied style, but clearly Debussy and impressionistic.
Well, it's lovely music, I know. I'd like to talk to our violinists, too. Adrian Runmark, you're going to be playing the Mendelssohn and what else now?
We're going to be playing, both Steve and I are going to be playing the Mozart Sonata K-454.
Mozart, yes. Well known.
Yes.
So what do you do to bring something new to the table?
Well, Mozart, I always search for the longer musical lines in Mozart. I think it's something that it's a technique that we've developed over time on the instrument, and I think with all this other music in the Romantic period, we have experienced great singing melodies, and we can sort of put that backwards and lay it over Mozart and have a really crystal clear structure with a really beautiful line on top of it.
Well, sounds like it's going to be a gorgeous piece of music. Before we get into live music, I'd like to speak with our pianist as well, Stephen Wagemann, who you don't get a break on this program. You got to play through all of it.
Don't shoot the piano player who's doing the best he can.
Well, I'll tell you what, they'd really be hurting for sure, since you are involved in all of these. When you approach a program like this, do you play differently to support a violin than you do for a cello because of the ranges or their voices?
Well, these two pieces are wildly different. Mozart didn't write any sonatas for cello. He did write a sonata for violin, but the role of the piano with the cello sonata is, I want to say, gesturally supportive. The gestures are just incredibly passionate in the Debussy sonata, and there are lots of places where the role of the piano is to provide sounds that would be physically impossible on the cello, but in the same sort of emotional, physical gesture as the cello, which can be quite challenging. I mean, it's a bizarre piece to play. Mozart, on the other hand, really was conceived of at the keyboard first. This sonata is famous for having been written in a single day. Mozart wrote it for himself and a violinist whose name I can't remember, but had a concert and needed this piece and wrote it, literally composed it in a day.
That thing.
And so Adrian has actually spent more time with this piece than Mozart has. There are places in the Debussy where the piano drops out and the cello is by itself. There are no such places like that in the Mozart. It's much more of a it would be unfair to say that the violin is an obbligato part because it's more important than that. But the relationship between the instruments is very different. And then you take the Mendelssohn. The Mendelssohn is kind of crazy difficult for the piano, but it's it, like the C minor trio, the other famous Mendelssohn trio, the only other Mendelssohn trio. There are lots of places where the violin and the cello function together as a unit, and then the piano is sort of not against them, but complementary. So it's in many places it's almost a duet between strings and piano.
Do you find it in supporting the cello? Sometimes, as you were describing earlier, there'd be times when it's just the cello by itself. How do you keep your entrance from being a shock?
Thanks. Timing, watching, listening, and you know, you've got to get used to the piano and whatever piano you're playing, and learn what colors you need to create.
In the impressionistic music, that's part of the compositional style, where there are splashes of color in the sense that there's chordal color, and then the exchange from between instruments is not the same as in Mozart, where one segues into the other. The intention was that there's some slight interruption or gesture or intense answer musically to each other. And this piece in particular, this sonata, was one intended. Debussy intended to write 6 sonatas for various instruments, and only 3 were completed. The third, the other is violin, sonata for violin. The other that was completed was the, I think it's flute, viola, and harp, and keyboard. So that is the only 3 of the 6 that he wanted to write. It's a late work for Debussy, so it's not long and drawn out, although you can hear those characteristic motifs that Debussy put into his large orchestral works, La Mer.
For the folks who are just tuning in, I'm talking with the members of the Oakland Trio, and they're about to perform for us. Deborah, what?
Yeah, we're going to play the Andante movement, Andante con moto tranquillo. Now, there's the dichotomy there. Andante, slightly moving forward, but the tranquillo means to keep in mind that it's not urgent music. It's more on the relaxed, cerebral quality. And this is, as Steve mentioned, this is illustrates really well how the violin and cello have a wonderful dialogue with each other, but then as a unit with the piano.
Very good. That concert, by the way, there are a couple of concerts. The first one is tomorrow evening at 7:30 at Black Star Farms in Suttons Bay. It's part of the Arcturos concert series. The Oakland Trio will be performing there. And then on Saturday at 7:30 at Lake of the North near Mansalona. And you can get tickets for tomorrow night's concert at www.cmnorth.org or at the door. And the tickets for the Saturday concert at Lakes of the North are available at the door only. And now, the Oakland Trio.
Thank you.
Beautiful. That was the Oakland Trio performing music of Mendelssohn on Classical IPR. It's live from Studio A, and they'll be performing tomorrow evening. If you like what you heard, and I can't believe that you wouldn't love what you just heard, they'll be performing music of Mendelssohn, Debussy, and Mozart tomorrow evening at Black Star Farms in Sutton's Bay, beginning at 7:30. Tickets available at the door or online at www.cmnorth.org. They'll be playing Saturday evening at 7:30 at Lakes of the North near Mancelona, and tickets just available at the door there. And we're hoping that many of you will get out and see this great trio playing wonderful music. Deborah Faye Royan, cellist, who is also the founder and director of Chamber Music North. Thank you so much for bringing these musicians to the area and for providing this wonderful music for all of us to hear.
Well, it's always a pleasure. And I know that people who do attend these concerts are completely thrilled, fulfilled, rewarded, and just very happy that CMN can bring great music and performers to the area.
Well, it's certainly our pleasure. Thank you so much for coming in, all of you.